Go up to the Gemara, Daf Lamed Zayin Omed Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 10 lines from the bottom. Truknin. Zog the Gemara, Truknin Chayovim B'chalo. This type of batter of Truknin, we'll see soon what that is exactly. Is Chayvin Chalo. The Gemara's going to ask what Truknin is. Truknin, type of dish with Kemach, is Chayvin Chalo. Not a dish, a type of Chalo that you make. What would you say? So we have machloikas. But we still don't know what truknin is, but we have a machloikas meanwhile. What is truknin? What is truknin? Kuba de aro. Kuba de aro is a type of thick batter. Zok drashi. You make a hole in the kira. And you put water and flour together. So it's a blila over of some type of batter, which is thick, which is maim and kemach. But Omer Abaya, trisa, so that's chayim and challah. However, trisa, what's the shayla? We'll see in a second, because it's not really bread. It's not really something that's made as a isa. It's not made as an isa, as lechem. It's not meant to be eaten as loaves, as bread. We'll see in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. When Dr. Gemara, but Omer Abaya, Trisa, it's going to be Lafuke Trisa, because we'll see what Trisa is. But Omer Abaya, Trisa is on the other hand, Pturim in a Chalo. Trisa is Potter from Chalo. My Trisa, Dr. Gemara, what is Trisa? You said it's Potter, but what is Trisa? Iked Amri, Govil Miltach. Govil Miltach is going to be the opposite of Kuba Da'ara. Kuba Da'ara we explained as a thick batter. This is going to be a thin batter. It's a thin batter. Zogt Rashi, Govel Mirtach, Noistim Kemach V'mayim B'kli. You put water and oil, the same water and Kemach, the same ingredients. But you're placing it where? In a utensil, U'boichshim B'kaf, V'shoivchim Alakira K'shi Nesekes. This is mamash how you make pancakes. You take this batter, which is a thin batter, you let it drip, U'boichshim B'kaf, and you make it flat and very thin, V'shoivchim Alakira K'shi Nesekes. And they shave it on the kira. So the thin batter, you pour on the kira, so it's a much thinner texture, like a pancake. So then, it's potem in a chalas. He asked me, the chiddush in kuba da'ara was, in truktin was, that it's a thicker batter. So it's more of a chi of chala. Masha'enke in the thin batter is not.
How do you make regular bread?
Regular bread is kneaded together. The chi of chala is when you make it into an isa. It's kneaded together. Here it's a pouring of kemach and mayim together. The mere pouring, if it's a thick batter, chayev.
It's a pancake.
If it's a thin batter, a pancake, then it's potter.
So you're lacking kneading in these two cases?
Yeah, you're definitely lacking kneading. What? I don't hear you, what? That's why there's a tzad p'tur in the first case. Because it's not even kneaded together. So now the Gemara says, other pshatim in tisa. So meanwhile we said one pshat is pancakes. Ve'ike damri, namo dahandiko. Zog drashi, namo dahandiko. Botzek she'oifin b'shpoid, it's a botzek that you put on a spit, shpoid. U'moishchin oisoi tomid b'shemen, and you pour oil on it, or b'mei beitzim b'shemen. So again, it's not the regular way of making bread, of kneading. It's a type of shpoid that while it's turning and it's turning on the shpoid, you're pouring oil or a shemen on it. Zok de Gemara, the third pshat is, bread that is not made like regular bread, but it's kutach bread, which is a very sour milk and a sour dough, and it's a sour spoiled milk and it's spoiled dough. It doesn't taste too tasty. I guess it does. People hate it. Lechem osu kutach, zog drashi, what's the chesaron over here? Rashi says, ein oifen oise betano ala bechamo. That's the reason. It's not made in the tanner, it's made in the sun. That's how it's baked. Zog demore, toni rebchia, lechem osu lekutach. Bread that's made lekutach, potem in a chalo. Like we just finished saying, that's one pshat in trisa. That's potem in a chalo. V'atanya chay b'chalo. Here we find behedya lechem that's made lekutach is chayim in chalo. Zog the Gemara hosem k'rektoni taima. Reb Yudah oimer maseo mechichin oleo. It depends how you made this lechem also lekutach. Zog the Gemara, daf lamed ches, lamed aleph. Osan ka'ovin, If you made it, zogt Rashi, aruchu mekutefes keglus kois. If you made it like loaves, so then zogt Rashi, goli daite de lechem also. You megali yadazi, did it for lechem. So then it's chayev b'challah. However, kulamudin zogt Rashi k'nesorim ba'alma, like boards, flat. So you didn't care about arisoisom. So then it's not considered arisoisechem. Then pturin, then it's potim b'challah. Depends how you made it. Omalei abayla Rav Yosef, hay kuvad ara. This first case that we said, kuvad ara, which we said was explanation of truknin, and truknin we said is chayev b'challah. Hay kuvad ara. According to the Girsas Agro, it seems like truknin are chayev and challah. According to both, he just says af. Akuponim, kuvad ara, the thick batter that we said is chayev and challah, either both mandomim or one, but akuponim. Depends on the gesoys, but that it's chayv and challah. My mevorchen alvei. What bracha do you make on it? I hear. What's the havmina you make? You shouldn't make a moitzi. If there's another man, the Omar. Well, but let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says a very good havmina. Zok ma my mevorchen alvei. Zok the Gemara. Omalei misavet nahamahu. It's not bread. What's the shaila? Guvla ba'almahu. You don't make a moitzi. It's chayv and challah, but you don't make a moitzi. There's a big discussion in the poskim about this. Meaning, how is it shayach that it's chayv and challah, but it's mevorchen la mezoynus? Oh, so let's see the gemara. Zok the gemara umi safek dahamu. It's not bread. Guvla ba'almu. Guvla ba'alma. It's just a batter. You don't make a moitzi on a batter. You ever take a batter and make a moitzi on it? It's like a come out like a liquid drink. So it's a little thicker. It's not like pancake liquid. But it's a batter. Guvla ba'almu. Umevorchen alei bagen mezoynus. The most you make is a mezoynus. Zog di gemara, and here comes the first time we find over here in this perek, the din of, we always discuss the whole time, kveyasu, the pizza. Here we find this din. Mazutra kovas udose alvei. Mazutra was kveyasu even on this mezoynus food item. Uborech alei amoytzi lechem en oretz, and he made a brach of amoytzi lechem en oretz. Vishalish brachas, and he made a birchas hamazon at the end. So here we find this a precedence. Here we see that you kaveh a suda even on something where the brachas mezoinus, you make hamoitzi for kaveh a suda, and you make birchas hamazon afterwards. I'll just mention because really it's a sugin of membeis like Abba Din of pasabah bekisnin, but pizza we know are people kaveh a suda. So it depends. Some say that if you have a numerous amount of slices, then it's a kviyas suda, you have lunch. Others, taka checked. They go and they stand by a pizza store. You ask most people, what did you just have? Lunch. And most say they have lunch. So it's a real kviyas suda. So that would be a reason why you should be mevarech hamoitzi, should have to bench, and you should have to wash, v'chulu. And that's what most people taka do. Lemaisa, there's a mechudesh dika or chashulchim, which is coming to be melamed schus on people. Because he also talked about similar type of food items that people might be kviyas suda, but they still make mezoinus. Like many do on pizza. So you have to be melamed schus. The whole sefer Orach HaShulchan in Nakdama is to be melamed schus and Klal Yisrael. Zok to Orach HaShulchan, Kuf Samaches Yud Ches. Listen to what he says. He says the reason why these food items, even though Lamaisi Kaveh Suda, and it's Lechoritz Chamesh Samin, if you Kaveh Suda, we see over here, you make Hamoitzi and Shalosh Baruchas, is because they eat it, the Oichlon, Betoiras Kisnin. Even though you're Kaveh Suda, I'm eating it Betoiras Kisnin. I'm not eating it Betoiras Suda. I might be Kaveh Suda. I might have a meal. I'm not having another lunch, but I'm eating it b'teres kistin. What's the lumness in this Orach HaShulchan? Ochlem b'teres kistin. Explain the achronim. The poskim combined that some explain it. That means you don't eat pizza with a spoon and a fork and a knife. You don't eat pizza with a plate. You're holding the pizza in your hand. That's one understanding in ochlem b'teres kistin. Another, and it's not ochlem b'teres kviyas suda, even though you're kviyas suda. Another havana is, because usually when you have a suda, you're melafim napas. That means you have bread, and then you have the main dish coming. Meat, chicken, fish, whatever the main dish is going to be. This is the dish. This is the main dish. So mele, it's not melafim napas. So mele, it's felt in the shame kviya suda, even if kviya suda, even if this is your lunch. Look upon him. That is legabe pizza. Melafim schuz in the svarim, okay. I'm calling yourself. Many don't make hamoitzi. Oh, so the Gemara says again, by kubi da'ara, which is this thicker batter, he was kaveh asuda, mazut was kaveh asuda, and he made hamotzi. There's a very important Beis Yosef that's important to mention. Kuf Samaches. The Beis Yosef is medayik. Kaveh asuda helps by this thick batter, by some type of food item, this kubeh da'ara, and then we say that you make hamotzi. The Gemara never said it on trisa. Trisa was the pancake batter. If you're kaveh asuda on pancakes, then you're not going to have, there's no such thing as making a hamotzi and a bir samozin. Why? Because it has to have a shaychus to bread. It can't be something that's a bli l'raka. So emela, so that's why the Gemara is bedafka says it on kubidara. Now there are those that say in kuf samaches and mishabur over there in sifkot lamatches, he says that it's better to eat those food items if you kaveh suda, even the bli l'raka, maybe within a meal betoch sudosoi. So you're not yoytzim des feika. This is the question that got me wraps. There's a whole discussion we'll get soon when we get to the sugi of possible kisses. But really, what's wraps? Wraps is similar to pancakes. It's this thin, very thin. It's a thin texture. It's similar to this pancake batter, like the Gemara said, trisa. And by trisa, we didn't say that kaviya suda would be mechayev you a birchas hamazon and hamotzi. That's how Rabbi Yashiv looked at wraps. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Yashiv said it doesn't have tzurisa in the hama. And the bracha would be mezoinus. That's what Biyashav's chiddush. But many others say you make hamoitzi. So it's a big machloek sapoiskim how to look at it. Zok di moavaita oma maber avashi v'odom yoitze behen yidei chavose bepesach. My time alechem oini krinom bei. Now obviously you're not yoitze only if it's not chometz. But this type of bread, even though it's not kveh asuda, and this is how the aniyim taka make their bread, so that's why taka you'll be yoitze yidei chavose bepesach. Specifically because it's this type of batter and this type of oifen. Zog di gemara, v'oma ma bravashi, hay dufshe de tamri. Dvash that comes out of tamarim. Mevorchen alei shakon ibe dvoroi. Even though it's coming from the tamar. Tamar is a eitz. But the drink is not, that emanates, is not her eitz. It's shakol. My time, the reason being, zeya ba'al mahu, it's the sweat. It's not the prizok drashi. Ve'eno pri levoichol aboy pri eitz. It's not the food itself. You can't, the juice is not the fruit itself. The honey that comes out of tamarim, the yain tapuchim, or apple cider, the chomitz funiyos, or the chomitz that comes out of unripened grapes, the shal mei peiris, or other types of mei peiris, shal truma, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv kam lechomish. Rabbi Eliezer says you chayiv kam lechomish if you drink it b'shoigig. This is like a Beshua we're saying. Why? It's not a fruit. Truma is your only chayv on a fruit. What's considered a fruit that the juices also gets the eitz? When it's niten lemashka, like zeisim v'anovim. What's the purpose of planting zeisim v'anovim? For the juice, for the olive oil, for the grape juice, for the wine. And then we taka, that's what we taka paskin in Reish Beis, that all mashkin are shahakol except for Zeisim Anovim. We're nitin lamashka. That's like what we're saying now. So Rebbe Shua is taka poita, dvash that comes out of tamorim and all these things because it's shahakol. And you potter it, likewise, you're pottering it. It's not called the pri. It's not called the pri. So you're not chayv keren lechomish, you're not being ma'abed the pri of truma. Omalehum rabbonon l'rove. Trima mahu. What is the halacha legabe trima? What is trima? So Gemara doesn't know yet. So Gemara, trima mahu. What bracha do you make? Zog di Gemara, lo have a daite de Rove Mike Omele. Rove did not know what he was talking about. He's asking him, what's the bracha you make on trima? And nobody's talking about, that's familiar in all the food items. Reb Chaim Kanievsky did new kolater kula on his fingertips, but he didn't know what he ate. He knew what bracha he made, but he didn't know the food item. What is trima? Zog di Gemara, Yosef Ravina kame de Rove. Ravina sat in front of Rava, so he tried to hint to him what Trima was. Omale, so he told the Shoyal, you're asking about the Shumshemi Ka Amrit? Are you talking about Sesame Trima? Or the Kurtimi Ka Amrit? Or are you talking about Kurtimi Trima? Or the Putzini? Or are you talking about grapes Ka Amrit? Ado Hochi Bahochi Aske Rava Leditis. Rava chapped what the Shoyal was asking on. Omale, Chashilta, you're talking about chopped food. If the food is merusik and it's chopped in a way, what is the bracha? Is the bracha remain like the original food or not? That's what you're asking. Chashilta. So Va'atkron Milson, I remembered, and he remembered the Omer Avasi, that's what Avasi said, which is relevant to chopped food items. Haytamre shal truma, if you have tamarim from truma, muta lasois mehen truma. It's not called being ma'abed the truma. You're allowed to make truma. You're allowed to chop it up. It's not totally melusik. It's small pieces. But also lasem and shecha. But you can't make beer out of it. If you make beer of it, that is totally being chopping it up in a way that it's totally melusik in ganzen. That is also you make beer out of it. When you have tamarim and you make trima out of it, which is finely chopped, it remains with the bracha of eitz. But when it's shecher, obviously not. And that's why by truma you can't do that. You ma'abed the pri. But my timer, b'milsayu kaima k'nimi kocha, it remains in its original state. You did not change the original state. It remains in its original state. So that's why the bracha is eitz. So that's the difference. When you have a fruit that you chop into small pieces, it remains b'milsayu kaima. When you made it into shecher, then it's not b'milsayu kaima, then it would not be eitz, then it's taka shahakol. Oh, this is a big discussion in the Pesukim regarding applesauce. Because what is applesauce? If the pieces are still nicker, and you still see it, even though it's chopped, then it would be your eitz. But if it's totally, like you're saying, fine, then it would be shahakal. Now, another discussion, which is dependent on this, what's the purpose of the food item? If the purpose was to eat it in a chopped state, in a total fine state, then it would remain or eats. But I don't know if the purpose of apples are to make applesauce out of it. If the purpose of the fruit is to eat it in a state that is, even though it's totally a melusuk, then it would remain with the bracha. But that's not exactly what applesauce is meant for. Oh, regular applesauce processed. Regular processed applesauce might be shackled. It's a question. This is a big discussion. What do you do with the applesauce? Do you eat it together with the bread in order to eat it together with the fruit to make sure that your yotzimide is fake? Now, the question some of the Achronim ask, we just said in the Gemara before that dufsha the time you make a shahakol because it's zeba alma. Why does the Gemara not say it's totally nisrasik? We're saying now when it's bimosayu kaimo, then you make the eight. But when it's not bimosayu kaimo, when it's totally, totally chopped fine and totally melusik and gansen, then it'll be shahakol. So you should say the reason why dufsha the tamra is shahakol because it's in gansen, it's rasik. Zok the Stipler, he has a simon on this and he says that even in the fruit, the dvash of the tamarim is that same texture. When you're changing a fruit, and you're making a fruit totally ground, and you're making it into applesauce, it's totally liquidy, so then it's taka melusik legami, then it loses its bracha. Masha'enke in dvash tmorim, that's how it was in the inside the tamar also. You didn't change that. That's not called the risuk. You have to come on to the reason of zeya ba'alma. The gufa pri that you're merasik in gansen, then it turns into hakel. This is also negei legami, you asked applesauce, legami fig paste. So what is it? Is that considered melusik legamri? Do you still see it? Is it still nicker, the fruit in there? And all these types of things. What did you say? Smoothies, I hear. Here we see clearly all drinks are shahakol. Maybe when it's still nicker and you have to add some fruit. Mashenkin, drinks are shahakol except for yayin and zayis. Except for these two drinks. Let's just see this toast over here. Mazutra kova sudose alvei. We said mazuta was kaveh suda on this thicker batter, on this kubed aga. V'chein nilush. I kova sudosi alei mevochen alei hamoitzi. V'chein tziva haram. Remeo was mitzave bepurim. Shekoivin sudosi alei, you kaveh suda on it. Levoich hamoitzi bepas tchila. Better to first make hamoitzi on bread. And then, kdei lepoitron mi brocha shoyim mesupuk yave kviyasa kviyusa eloi. He was mesupuk on the kviyas. So he said, in order to evade it, eat it within a suda. Zok the next day says, Haidufsha the Tamu Mvach Le Shahakol, Vichain Mashkin, Mikol Mine Pegas, all types of fruit drinks, or smoothies, like you say. Baal Mitirish Vyitza, except for wine and Zeis and Vanovim, Kiramina Gabi Ola, all of them are going to be Shahakol. La Fuke Malochas Gadol, Shapirish, the Marish, Shalos, and Techamayim, they stamp with water in it. Vishaycha Didon, what about our beer?
Our beer is made from Chamesh Saminim, barley and hops, so it shouldn't be Shahakol, maybe.
Of them zoktoises that our beer, afagav the shemiyeshman kazayis bechteachilat pras, it might have a kazayis of chdeachilat pras of chamesh saminim,
but still loy mevarchin alei bayim mezaynis. We don't make a mezaynis on it.
Ela shahakol. Vafilu Rav Shmuel da'amri kol sheyeshman chamesh saminim. What about Rav Shmuel's statement that we said anything that has chamesh saminim mevarchin alei bayim mezaynis? Hocha loy havabu mamish seorim ve'ein shecha la taima ba'almo. Big Yisodim Tosis. It's not Mamish the Sorim. It's the time of the Sorim. That's one Teretz. You can make it into Pas so it doesn't get its upgraded Bracha Mezonis. It goes down. Like we said in Gemara, it's downgraded to Shakol because it's able to make Pas out of
the Sorim.
V'oid b'shtia oim shakol. Whenever you drink something, When you drink something, you make shahakal. He tastes is bothered l'chayra because maybe you have a kazayis or kadechilas pras. So it maybe. So that's really what Tosfos first teretz is. There's no mamoshes. It's not mamash se'orim. It's time of alma. That's what it sounds like. But maybe the beer they had was, yes, it did have mamoshes. Maybe it did. Maybe it was, I don't know if it was like a Heineken. So maybe it was a different type of beer. But still, it's come up to the reasons that lemaisa, it's not from the, it's not zeisim banovim. Any other fruit that's crushed and made into a drink, if the bracha becomes shahakol, it's a shtia, it's aliyah alveyachina, or it's time of alma, even if it might have mamoshes. Maybe that's a chiddush mitosis. Zog the Gemara weiter shesisa in the middle of the omid by the two dots shesisa. What is shesisa? Rav Omer shakoni bedvogoi ushmul Omer beirim name is zaynos. So you have a machlokes. You make shahakol mazaynos. Omer Rav Chizda veloy pligi. It's not a machlokes. Ha be ava ha be rako. Depends if it's a thick or it's a thin batter. Ava solachila avdile. It's meant for achila. Masha ein kein rako l'refuka avdile. It's dependent what it's made for. So Rashi, what is shtis? Look, Rashi. Michael also mi kemach kloyos shenisyap shabatanur. Kemach kloyos, a flour and kloyos that was dried in the oven, roasted. Ba'oit shashibolim lachim. So it's in a side there, goes v'nois in the techet dvash. So it has dvash also. So that's takle machloikas. Is it shahakol or no? Shmuel says, bogem name is zaynus. So come on, loy pligi, depends. When it's avo, so then it's meant for eating. Rako, so then it's meant lefua. Mosav Rav Yosef, the shovin, that the legabe hilchas Shabbos, sheboichnis ashtus, the shtiso is a shtus. You're allowed to be boichishit, meaning megisim bekafzak Rashi, to be ma'ariv et yofi. You don't have to worry about the issa of melacha on Shabbos of making a lisha, which would be considered making a batter on Shabbos, which would be also the shovin sheboichnis ashtus b'Shabbos, because it's this type of blila that it's mutter. The shoyis in zeisim amitzri, you're allowed to drink zeisim amitzri on Shabbos. V'isak dat refu kamachavin. If you tell me that it's refu dekadin, refu b'Shabbos mishori, you're not allowed to drink something on Shabbos that's a refu. It's a gzeir of shrikas amonim. Amalei abaya v'ad leitizbara v'atnan. What do you mean? Don't you agree? There's a state in the Mishnah. Kol oichlin oichal adam refu b'Shabbos. All food items you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Just because you're eating a food item which happens to be a refu, you're allowed to eat it on Shabbos. There's not nicker that you're doing it refu. V'chol amashkin shoyser, you're allowed to drink all drinks, even though it's a refu they could drink. And amaisach lemeima gavra lachilu kamachavin. The question is what the person's intention is. Hochanami gavra lachilu kamachavin. If his intention is lachilu, so it's mutter. Lishna achin, another lishna is elamaisach lemeima gavra lachilu kamachavin urefu memeilu kahava. So the two listeners, the Goyne Noyim Elio explains, and Imre Noyim, I mean, he explains as follows, that the second listener is saying they have to be mechaven dafka lachila, and the refuah is memela. My second listener Kam is saying if you mechaven lachila and also the refuah, even if you mechaven lefuah, but you also mechaven lachila and a grad also lefuah, not just memela, then it's also mutter. Right. The second listener is saying that you're mechaven dafka l'achila and the refu is memela. As long as you're mechaven l'achila, you can also be mechaven l'refua. Zog the Gemara, utzricha, the Rav. You need this chiddush and Rav over here. Why? The ime hai, if you just have it over there, have a mina l'achila ko mechaven, u'refu memela kahavia. And only such an oifen where the refu is memela. Aval hocha kevin de lechatchilu refu ko mechaven. Maybe you mechatchilu refu, that's your intention. Lo livech le klal, you shouldn't make a bracha at all because it's refu, it's not for eating. Komash melon kevin de seha nomine, since you have ano, boy yibruche, like we said in the Gemara earlier, you make a bracha on medicine if the intention is taka to eat, and it's ano ko mechaven. Not a pill, obviously, but a drink, so then it's ano ko mechaven. So that's why you make a bracha. That's the komash melon. Let's just see the bottom tesis. Zok tesis. Vot nan kol oichlin, the mashma mir nokat kol oichlin, da filu kol sheikul afua, even though it's mainly for afua. Kevin shiroi lachila, shapi domi mir nokat koil. Umasika gemorot zricha. The Rav Shmuel, the pshita de maslisin, shaya af bisha oimid lafua. Aval the Rav Shmuel ashmin and the loinema, kevin the ikul afua lalavich le klal. Even if you have hanoah from the refuah and you're making a bracha, it should only be shahakol. It's not meant to satiate you. No refuah is satiating you. It's meant to drink. Any for the chamesh aminim, even if it has chamesh aminim in the ingredients, but it's not meant to be soyed, kiyim lishtois, kiyim sheikhar, like we said before, sheikhar, ukiyoitzaboy, mevorech shahakal, uchagabne posak bahag, vihilchasa, shesisa over, when you have this shtisa, which is this kloyois, shenisiapshu betanur, and you have dvash in it, so mevorech boyim in emezoinus, kalishto, when it's a thin batter, mevorech shahakal, va'avapishalafu nasis, you make a shahakol. So that's dependent if it's over or if it's klishto, if it's a refu or if it's not. Okay, we'll stop over here by the two dots on Shalapaso and Mel Maitzi.